Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a single pick. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOREdge.com, promo code SGP.
Lastly, we're brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
Talk really.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Monday, January 11th. Mark, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Back on the Bumblebee mic.
That's right. Back on the Bumblebee mic. Yeah, looking forward to recording again in person next week. Had to do this one remotely, but of course we wanted to keep it rolling with the NFL playoff action going on. We got a lot to talk about today. Since last week, I mean, let's go ahead and dive right into it, Mark. We had an action-packed week of NFL games. The Bills beat the Colts, the Rams upset the Seahawks, the Bucks beat Washington, Ravens beat the Titans, Saints beat the Bears, Browns upset the Steelers. Which game do you want to talk about first?
Oh, why don't we? I want to start with the Saints against the Bears.
Okay.
And I want to ask if you saw the Nickelodeon stream.
Oh, I sure did. I'm glad you brought it up.
What'd you think about that?
I liked it, man. I think a lot of the discussion on gambling Twitter, as some of our listeners might have seen, was that if we can have a stream with Nickelodeon kid friendly content for these live NFL games, why can't we have a stream that has betting related animations and live lines updated to the second along with the game? Don't you think that would be something like that they could bring in?
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Like how they do on like ESPN, they have like the sports gambling guys that have their own segments. Like,
exactly.
You integrate that.
Right. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Eventually, I think there will be an option for sort of like a sports betting animation stream where you'll be able to see live betting lines along with the game as it's happening to the second. But it definitely was fun having the slime cannons go off in the end zone when someone scored, and having the SpongeBob face over the field goal goalpost was pretty fun as well. I'm up for it.
It really brought back memories in a way,
right?
Because that's what we grew up on, with like Jimmy Neutron and like Fairly Odd Parents, Drake and Josh, when we were coming up, and it was always like Sean Payton got slimed after the game.
I saw that. Right.
I thought that was hilarious. It was funny because I was watching the regular CBS stream because I did, like, after a while, I was like, this is kind of ridiculous.
This is a little much, right?
But during the commercial breaks, I would go back to the Nickelodeon stream because that's where they're like advertising all the TV shows and movies and stuff. Whereas CBS is all like Viagra and like Aflac, like for old people.
Right.
So that was like a great value for that. But yeah, it's interesting how the NFL is really trying to hone in on the youngest possible demographic.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was good. We had a classic F-bomb dropped as well during one of the when that one of the referees was talking about a penalty. We had a good F-bomb from one of the players go in over his mic, which some people were talking about as well. But definitely a smart move getting in on Nickelodeon. I thought that was a cool thing, cool timing to do it. Other than that, I mean, the Saints just came to play and the Bears couldn't get it done. I also wanted to touch on this game. I wanted to touch on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, right? A name that you probably wouldn't talk about that much, considering how much talent they have at that position. But
we've heard that name before.
That's right. We've heard the name before. He got Anthony Miller ejected from the game. Anthony Miller was... Sean and Ryan over at the main show were really frustrated. They gave out a lot of prop bets for Anthony Miller, hoping he would have a big game. And then he gets tossed after retaliating to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who did the same thing to Jason Wims week 8.
Javon Wims,
thank you. Is he just like the best trash talker in the league right now? Has he earned that at least?
I'm waiting for the mic'd up segment to come out.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, what could he possibly be saying that these guys are throwing away the whole game?
Right.
Sends him to the locker room.
Right.
I was watching, they had a segment on Philip Rivers before the Colts game, and they had all of his mic'd up trash talking. They're talking about how Philip Rivers loves to trash talk.
Yeah.
And he's like the classic old white guy trash talk.
It's all like clean trash talk, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you're garbage. Like, I was cracking up watching it.
Right. Right. But yeah, other than that, Saints came to play.
Did you see someone on Twitter? I'm not exactly sure who, but they started like a hashtag that was going viral during the game where everyone was voting Mitch Trubisky as like the
yep.
Nickelodeon player of the game.
Yep. So
they put 3 points up.
And he won it. That was pretty savage.
If you're Trubisky, like, what do you even think about at that point? what are you doing in that interview?
Yeah, they clearly everyone did that just to mess with them, and it went great. Just a lot
that
of
guy
funny
can't
moments.
Catch a break.
No, he can't. That was a good game. Let's go ahead and talk about, I mean, we both had the Seahawks getting the job done. We talked about trusting Russell Wilson against the Rams. The Rams pull probably the upset of the weekend going into Seattle and getting the win. Did you get a chance to watch that one?
Yeah. For the record, I watched every single game.
That's great. Me too, actually.
I'm not exactly happy about it because it did nothing this weekend except sit inside and watch football. But I guess it's not so bad because I'm getting paid to talk about it now.
There you go.
But... yeah, the Rams defense, that was incredible,
yeah,
to say the least. And I was impressed with Jared Goff. I've never been a big Jared Goff fan. I've said it a bunch of times on the show.
Right.
But he was a warrior out there. He had his Roger Clemens bloody sock moment.
Credit where credit is due, right? And the Seahawks just couldn't really get it going. That was an interesting one. Rams obviously have a big test coming up this weekend now as a result. The Bucks beat Washington football team. We have to talk a little bit about Taylor Heinicke. I mean, he set Twitter on fire, coming out of nowhere and putting on a career game in his, you know, his first appearance in the playoffs. The guy played, I think he'd what played for like the XFL or one of those other leagues.
Yeah, in St. Louis, or I think in St. Louis.
Right, and comes in. They sign him on as like a COVID safety quarterback just in case. They bring him on, and then he ends up in this huge spot, and he performs. I mean, he shines in the bright lights.
Yeah, he earned himself a good amount of money because backup quarterbacks in the NFL, that's one of the best jobs someone can have besides being like Elon Musk himself, you know? These guys are making a couple million dollars a year to do absolutely nothing, and he definitely put himself in the conversation, especially this year because the quarterback market is going to shift so much. Because so many of the guys who were supposed to be the top guys didn't materialize. By so many, I mean like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of vacancies there. So with that, everything gets bumped up a little bit, and I think there's going to be a backup market in this offseason. So yeah, congratulations to him. He's going to be a millionaire pretty soon.
Definitely. That being said, of course, Tom Brady and the Bucks got the job done. We both also kind of like the Titans as underdogs, but Lamar Jackson, he proved that he can perform well and he can get a playoff win beating the Titans. Anything to add on that game? I mean, it was pretty much a classic Ravens performance. Titans tried to run the ball, but they couldn't get Derrick Henry going. The run defense of the Ravens was solid all night. Anything else to note from that one?
Yeah, Derrick Henry ran for 40 yards.
Crazy, right?
That's absurd. So right. Can't disrespect the Ravens defense going into this next week. And yeah, I talked shit on Lamar Jackson saying that I didn't like him in the playoffs, but he proved me wrong. He had a nice touchdown run. He handled it.
There you go. We have just two more to talk about. We'll touch on the Bills beating the Colts. That was a game that kind of went how people expected it to go as well. Phillip Rivers almost turned things around and threw together a late drive at the end there to make it close. But Josh Allen, man, what a performer. What a season he's had. They get the job done against the Colts. What were your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen is a potential MVP candidate. I don't think he's going to win, but his name is in the conversation. Sure. I thought for how much better the Bills were all game, I feel like they gave themselves some problems at the end. Like you said, the Colts had a chance to come up the field and win the game at the end.
Mm.
They didn't because the Colts are overrated, which I've said numerous times this year. and we spoke when we had one of our guests on the show said that the Colts weren't going to be good in the playoffs, and they weren't. But yeah, so I think the Bills definitely have some concerns moving forward into this next week, especially as the competition gets exponentially tougher.
Yep.
But yeah, congrats to the Bills franchise. I have a personal connection to it through my mother's half of the family, as I mentioned last week.
Right.
That was their first time witnessing a playoff win since I've been alive. So that was a pretty cool moment.
That's awesome. Speaking of pretty cool moments, Ben Roethlisberger getting the ball snapped over his head on the very first play of the very first drive in a game they're expected to win handedly against the Cleveland Browns. What an upset. What a first quarter. Did you watch the first quarter of that game? It was one of the craziest first quarters I've watched in a long time.
I missed that play live. I was like, whatever.
I'm sure a lot of people did. I mean, very first play of the game. That's one that, you know, only the diehards will see. And wow, what a mistake the center makes. Snaps it over his head. Someone tries to go dive on it. Ben doesn't dive on it either. Ball kind of squirts out and Cleveland jumps on it to go up 7-0 with only like 5 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, incredible. And Ben Roethlisberger, his nickname is Big Ben. He's like 6'5". Like, you have to snap that ball so errantly to get it over that guy's head far enough to where, like, he can't just pick it up and grab it and it actually results in a touchdown. So, I mean, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime mistake from the center right there, and I feel for him.
Right. And to quote our rugby guest from back in the day, when the cookie crumbles, it crumbles, as he said. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, you could feel the tension after that surprise first touchdown. And then there was a whole quarter of kind of them collapsing, you know, Big Ben throwing a pick, things, just the defense not showing up or stopping them. I mean, it was bad.
28-0 in the first quarter, and the Browns didn't even have their coach. I'm thinking he's watching that back home like, fuck, like they're going to realize that they actually don't need me to be there.
Right.
Kevin Stefanski's like, is he sweating that out, or is he like, I mean, I'm sure he's happy that they won, but at the same time, he's like, all right, now both of my coordinators have proven that they might actually be better at this than I am.
Right. And then, I mean, later in the game, the Steelers kind of, for a sec, looked like they might be staging a comeback. I mean, Cleveland was playing a very, very safe ball game, protecting that big lead, but it wasn't to be. The Browns get the upset and, of course, have a big test as they have to go to Kansas City now to take on Mahomes. That's the football recap there. There's your wild card recap. We've got the football stays hot this week. We've got tonight as a... during our time of recording later tonight, only a few hours from now, of course, we've got the college national championship game, Ohio State taking on Alabama. You excited to watch that one?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me, why are we not doing a show? Why do we never do a show about college sports? And I vehemently am against betting on college players.
I understand that. Yeah, I kind of agree with you there, especially since we both, I mean, played some college ball together. It's controversial, right? I mean, that's going to be a controversial thing to say on this show, on this network. I mean, tons of our listeners, I'm sure, bet on college basketball and college football. But what is the reason for that take of yours?
We know what goes on behind the scenes. I know what these kids are doing. It's different now. It's different now because they're quarantined, supposedly.
Sure.
With all that's going on, but On a typical week of college football, I know that half these kids are out there raging their faces up until 4 in the morning twice a week, hungover at practice, and they just happen to be that much more talented. I'm convinced, because to me it's crazy that you can have these players in college football that are so good, and then the scouts are just like, yeah, at the next level, we just don't see them being very good, right? Like there's plenty of guys that get nominated or even win the Heisman, and you think like, okay, they just beat all those guys. Why can't they do that at all in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
That's because when you get to the NFL and it's a full-time job, that's when these guys are taking it way more seriously. When everyone's out getting wasted three nights a week and not prioritizing it, and they got to go to school and all that shit, and there's all the distractions of all these girls crawling around campus, know where their dorm room's at. They're an on-campus celebrity.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Then the differences aren't as big, and it's easier to be a star and separate yourself from the pack when everyone's doing that. But then when not as many people are doing that in the NFL, that's where we see the small differences make an even bigger different impact on the game than they do at the college level. That's my take.
That was really well put. I mean, we know all about what that life is like, being a celebrity on campus, being a star, especially with our D3 college soccer careers. We know all about that.
Walking across campus sophomore or senior year.
That's right.
Who to trust. Girls were poking holes in condoms. It's terrible.
You got to get a posse for sure. I also had on my list here LaMelo Ball. I mean, yeah, he recorded the youngest triple-double. We have to give credit where credit is due, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm big on LaMelo Ball. I really like this guy. His passing is incredible, and he's fun to watch.
He is really fun to watch.
Watching him against Lonzo Ball, and he had that deep step-back three that he shot over Lonzo.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. It was like nice... like family moment, I guess. I'm sure they're going to talk about that at the dinner table for a long time.
Oh, I'm sure. That was also on my list. I have some bad news, Mark. I actually haven't told you yet. So I will tell you live on air, as I like to do. The rain has ended, Mark. The rain is over.
Because it's getting hotter out.
The rain of my championship status on the SGPN sports betting game show Let It Ride has come to an end.
What happened?
I blew it, man. Well, I'll tell you what happened. I mean, this is a sneak peek into Financial Investing 101, but I took a lot of our picks from our last episode, from our wild card round NFL playoff games, and I applied them to Let It Ride, and they didn't work here just as they didn't work there. They flopped. I missed my lock, which was the Seahawks. I missed my dog, which was the Titans plus the points. I hit my parlay, but it didn't matter. My competition went 2 for 3. I went 1 for 3. That's it. The rain's over. It was a tough ending, too. I missed all my trivia questions. Embarrassing. Not good. You're going to have to, once you get a chance on that show, you're going to have to pick up the slack. But it was a good run. I almost went. If I had one, I would have been the longest reigning champion. So I tied for the longest reigning championship spot. So I'm proud of that. But it wasn't meant to be this time around, unfortunately.
I'm proud of what you achieved. Hopefully you brought us some more listeners, which equates to more money. That was my main thing.
That's most important.
Yeah, I'll have to pick up your slack. I'm going to avenge your name. We'll create a storyline out of that for sure.
I like it. I like it. Speaking of storylines, next week's show is going to be one of the biggest of the year, Mark. I could not be more excited. We're going to do a Megapod next week. It's going to be a big, big show. Because, of course, it's got to be a big show. It's the return of Conor McGregor 2 weekends from now. Oh, my gosh. How great is that going to be?
I'm absolutely electrified. I was actually speaking on the phone with a friend of mine the other day.
Mm.
And we were talking about who are our favorite athletes.
Yeah.
And I threw McGregor in there, and he was kind of skeptical about it. And I was thinking, what other team or athlete in the world, do people tune in like once a year?
There's nothing like it.
It's a spectacle. It's an event that is almost unmatched in the entire world of sports. And we are very lucky that we get to kick our year off with that. So I'm hyped for that show.
Absolutely. So be sure to tune in next week. That show will be coming out on Monday. So 7 days from now, McGregor's return. Can't wait for that. All right, let's go ahead and briefly touch on our profits and losses before we jump into the next round of NFL divisional round picks.
And that's all we care about. That's getting fucking rich.
Do it live. I can go write it and we'll do it live.
Financial Investing 101.
Fucking thing sucks.
As I hinted at, the weekend did not go very well. Playoffs are hard, man. Playoffs did me dirty. How did you go?
Clean sweep of losses. 0 for 3. 0 for 3. It was absolutely brutal. It was funny because I went to sit. I have like a little website that I use that calculates how much each game won me because I'm just like too lazy to go back and look at the account.
Yeah.
And so I go there and I'm like, I type in like, okay, betting him at $100, the odds. And I'm just like looking, I'm like, wait a minute. I lost every single thing that I did. It's nothing. It's 100 times three.
Yeah.
And I
that's
lost
easy.
$300.
Easy math for sure. Loss of 300, but you've got room for weekends like that. You've got plenty of wiggle room. What does that leave your new career total?
It puts me at $2,853 in the green. Mm-hmm. So still, like you said, way up, but my yearly total right now, I can easily do that math in my head. I'm up $20. $22 on the year. Let's go.
That's good. That's a little bit up. I've gone into the negative for the first time in about that action history. I went 1-for-3. I had the Seahawks. They lost. I had the Bears covering 9.5. Didn't work out. I had the Bucks covering 7.5, which did work out. Loss of $110. New career total, Mark. Negative $88.02. I've got to come out of the hole this weekend. I'm nervous. It feels like the stakes... I don't know if the stakes couldn't be higher now that I'm in the negative, if it doesn't matter as much anymore, but I think I need to get out this weekend, right?
Your credibility is on the line.
That's right.
Also, big news that I meant to tell you about.
Yeah.
So, for the listeners who don't know, I am from... No, sorry. I'm from America, but I am Jewish, right?
Right.
Us Jews, right? We have these things that most people know. They're called bar mitzvahs, right?
Yep.
Don't worry. You'll see. So it's this very common thing what us Jewish people do, right? So you have, when you're 13 years old, that's like your coming of age ceremony, and like they circumcise you and do all that. I'm kidding.
I got it. I've been to a bar mitzvah though. I know what you mean.
Yeah. No circumcision involved. Thank God. So they have a very popular thing that people do if they're like hardcore like Israel fans.
Yeah.
The country of Israel. So Israel has a program where you buy bonds in their country. So like basically the person makes a donation to the actual nation of Israel on your behalf. And then in like 10-15 years, it accumulates a certain amount of interest and gets paid back to you.
Okay. So you
get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you put some money in?
So I had someone give me one of those as a gift for my bar mitzvah, which was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Over that. Yeah. Or 12 years ago. And it just cashed out today.
What, how much did you make?
Or sorry, it cashed out yesterday. $2,500.
Wow. Look at that.
So I kind of want to just, you and I put together a parlay and we throw $2,500 on that. Even though I'm assuming all of the risk in this, I'll give you enough to put your career total back in the green if we win.
How nice of you. How nice of you to take me out of the deep waters.
How does that feel?
Bring me back to the light. That sounds great. I think
paid for by the state of Israel.
I mean my first thought, which maybe you had this thought already, I don't know, but my first thought was, let's put it on Connor. Let's put $2,500 on Connor on next week's show. But we can talk about it. I like the idea of a parlay. I was just thinking, you know, what feels like a safe bet right now? I mean, the guy just said he would put Dustin away in 60 seconds. I don't know if you saw that news come out, but he said on a UFC show, he said, I'm gonna knock out Dustin Poirier in 60 seconds or less. That's where my head went when you said $2,500 to bet on something. But we can discuss more.
Yeah, we can talk about the possibility of that on next week's show. But we'll just know as we go through financial investing that we've got a war chest of $2,500 just okay. waiting to be activated.
That's awesome. It's kind of like an emergency fund. You know what I mean? Things go way wrong. We use that to pull ourselves back up by the bootstraps. Let's go ahead and jump into the NFL divisional round. We're going to go ahead and break down all four matchups since there are only four matchups to discuss. Obviously, normally we do three picks each, but we'll go ahead and break down each game. We'll do two, and then we'll do a quick ad read, and then we'll do the last two. Starting things off, we take the are they the biggest underdogs? They are the Rams. Actually, we'll start with the Rams. They go into Green Bay to take on the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Right now, the spread is at 7. The Rams are plus 280 underdogs. Green Bay Packers minus 350 favorites. Total is 46. Your first thoughts on this matchup?
First thoughts on this matchup is that the Rams' luck, I don't want to call it luck, the Rams' fortunes, is that the same thing?
Sure.
Probably, but
yeah.
Whatever it is, I think it runs out in this game. I don't think they're going to be able to beat the Packers. My obviously the Rams defense has just been absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Right. Like you absolutely can't take that away from them. But I just don't think that as the competition improves, and obviously the Packers have been virtually unstoppable this year. I said in the very first episode that we ever spoke about the NFL, I said the last thing that you ever want is Aaron Rodgers playing, thinking he's an underdog. And that's how he's felt this entire year ever since they drafted Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just think that that is something that is going to be too much for the Los Angeles Rams to overcome in this week. Also, I think Jared Goff with his thumb.
Yeah.
I don't. Obviously, they had no choice but to put him in the game. But typically, the doctor's orders is not to play an NFL football game after you've come off of any kind of surgery. And he did that. So I don't think I'm not a doctor, right? I don't want to claim like this is medical advice or anything. But I just don't think that he's going to be as healthy as he needs to be because he played in that game. And you could see that he definitely took some damage. He was able to sling the ball a fair amount. But again, I just think against this level of competition, it's just not going to be enough.
The Rams are battered for sure. Lots of injury problems. The Packers are coming off the week of rest. Aaron Rodgers, like you said, has had a chip on his shoulder the entire year. The Rams pull the upset. Shouldn't even be in this spot, per se. I agree with you. The Packers are the pick here. Seven feels like an all right number. I'll lay the Packers -7 to get the job done. Are you going to lay the 7, or are you just going to take a money line?
I'm taking money line. Because the Rams defense could absolutely show out and make this a close game.
Right. Yeah.
But at the same time it could easily be a blowout, which
it feels like that, right? It feels like it feels like either a narrow Packer win or a complete blowout. I agree.
Not the deepest level of analysis, but I'm gonna take if I'm not confident in what I think the actual score is gonna be, I'm gonna take the money line. So I like Packers at -350.
I like it. Let's jump ahead to the second matchup. Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. They take on the Buffalo Bills. The spread is set at 2.5 points. The Ravens +115 underdogs. The Buffalo Bills -135 favorites. The total is set at 50 for this one. Can Lamar Jackson get the job done in Buffalo?
He can. All right, here's the thing. Betting the Bills for me is a personal thing. I'm not a Bills fan by any means, right?
Yeah.
But like I said, my mother, big Bills fan. Grandmother, big Bills fan.
It's a family
uncles.
Thing.
It's a family thing, right? And my mother said that she would kill me if I bet against the Bills. And I honestly
don't. You'd be disowned.
I have a New York-raised Jewish mother. When she says she'll kill me, I think she actually might. I don't think that's rhetoric. Anyways. So I think the Ravens are going to win this game, but I'm betting on the Bills anyways.
Wow.
So if my mother's listening to that.
That's pretty honest.
I think the Ravens will win, but I'm betting on the Bills.
Wow.
At -135. And anyways, this game is such a toss-up. It's reflected by how close the line is.
Yeah.
It could go either way because you genuinely never know how the Ravens are going to show up. Sometimes they look bang on average. Sometimes they look absolutely unstoppable. I mean, last week against the Titans, the fact that they held Derrick Henry to 40 yards, like, I don't even think the Avengers could do that, if I'm being honest. But the Ravens did.
I like that.
And so they're so hot and cold. And it's such a tough one. I'm taking the Bills, but I'm not doing it confidently. Bills at -135 is my official pick.
I appreciate the honesty. What I talked about a little bit on last week's show was how last year Lamar Jackson had that choke against the Titans in the playoffs where he looked terrible. And I basically said, all right, he hasn't proven yet that he can win a playoff game and he can show up in a primetime playoff game and get the job done. But he did do that this past weekend. So now I think now that he's done that, the idea was fade Lamar Jackson in the playoffs until he gets the playoff win. Now that he has done that, I can trust him a little bit more, and I can take him. So I'm going to take the Ravens +2.5. I know that goes against what I said last week, but I've learned my lesson now that Lamar Jackson has showed up in that spot, gotten it done. I feel comfortable taking them with the 2.5 points on the spread. Like you said, it's a really, really close game. It's a tough one to call. Josh Allen's had a career year. This should just be one of those one that's it's a great close game that comes down to the end. Perhaps, you know, one of the probably the matchup of the weekend in terms of it being close between these two. So yeah, this is a great one. I'll take the Ravens +2.5, but I totally understand your need to take the Bills for family reasons, for family concerns. Totally get that. I'm on the Ravens spread. You're on the Bills money line. Before we jump into the Browns, the Chiefs, the Bucks, and the Saints, let's do a quick word from our sponsor. First up, a new sponsor on the show, WynnBET. WynnBET is giving a $500 risk-free bet. Send in your first WynnBET screenshot to podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast.com to get a free t-shirt. Tons of boosted bets, including a wheel spin to boost parlays. Perfect for #DGensOnly. WynnBET is currently online in New Jersey, Colorado, Michigan, and is coming soon to more states on the way. If WynnBET isn't active in your state, you can still get a free t-shirt by referring a friend. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN.
We're also brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what #DGensOnly care about most, sports betting. The best part is you'll be able to get free video picks from the SGPN crew. Make sure to subscribe to the SGPN page, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV, so you don't miss any of our videos. If you're subscribed, you'll get a notification every time a new SGPN video is posted. They want me to talk about the video pick I gave out. I didn't do that, but you can check it out on my OnlyFans page if you can find it. So go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV to subscribe to our BetterThan.Vegas page today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. Since you're buying positions from other sports bettors, there is no house. You can play for money in 40 states. Plus, we got a weekly contest going on with them for our listeners. They're back with a divisional playoff round competition. It's $10 to enter, and each user will start with a balance of $1,000 to wager on multiple events. The player with the highest earnings will take the entire pool of entry fees. That's right. Sign up today at betteredge.com and use the promo code SGP for a free $10 bet to get you into that competition. That's BETTOREDGE.com, promo code SGP.
And lastly, many sponsors on this show have changed, but one has always remained true. There's two things in life that are guaranteed. Three things, sorry. Death, taxes, and Ace Per Head being the best place to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded faster than Johnny Manziel burned through his rookie signing bonus. That was really fast. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
All right, good work, Mark. We are back for the final two NFL divisional round matchups. The first one, the Cleveland Browns find themselves going to Kansas City. The Browns are a hefty underdog at +395. The spread is set at 10 points. Kansas City Chiefs coming back at -540. The total is a high 56 points. Any way Patrick Mahomes chokes and they lose this game?
No. Chiefs -540. Put it in the books.
You don't see any way Baker gets this done?
I think if like the Chiefs O-line really blows it and they can put a lot of pressure on Mahomes,
only if
they might have a chance.
Maybe
to
like
win.
Only if the Chiefs shoot themselves in their own foot, like the Steelers did, right? I mean, the Browns, yes, the Browns beat the Steelers, but also the Steelers kind of beat themselves, right? It feels like the only way for the Chiefs to lose this game is if some major things go wrong, either probably on the offensive side of the ball, right?
Yeah, no, I would agree with that, and we all know that Patrick Mahomes is as clutch as he gets. Like, this guy simply doesn't choke.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like there's not a lot of words that need to be said to justify this pick. I'm taking the Chiefs on the money line. Not a big bet to actually go out and win. I didn't like the minus 10 spread. I felt like that was too high. Okay. So I'm taking the money line. I definitely think the Chiefs are going to win.
You don't think the Browns coming in with, I mean, all the hype is on the Browns, right? Everyone's talking about the Browns this year. They get their first playoff appearance in what is almost forever. They get the job done. They beat the Steelers, the team that they hate the most. It's only 2 hours down the road. You know, heated rivalry game. They beat them back-to-back weeks. The hype is big. Twitter's on fire talking about the Browns. I don't know, man. I feel like, don't get me wrong, I think the Chiefs will win this game as well, but I feel like the 10 points, as you said, feels like a big buffer for a team that's coming in probably with the most hype in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, I just don't think that... I don't even know how to put it into words. So I'm not even going to bother trying. I honestly, what just happened there was a text message just popped up on my phone and I lost my train of thought completely. What was it? What game are we even talking about? No, but I think unless what I was going to say was, I think, like, obviously the Browns perfectly deserved to beat the Steelers last week after all they went through and how they performed, but I don't see them getting that same amount of mistakes that they got from Roethlisberger and the Steelers as they will get from the Chiefs. Obviously, mistakes are going to be made throughout the game. That's what sports are. That's what football is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're not jumping out to a big lead like that against this Chiefs team. It's just simply not going to happen. So I think the buffer that they gave themselves against the Steelers is going to be completely non-existent. And I'm just not going to get anywhere near this money line because I don't like the 10-point spreads. But... I won't get near the spread because I don't like the 10-point right. spreads, but I will take the money line.
All right, listen to this bold prediction from a guy who's down almost $200 on the year, okay? Listen to this bold prediction. The Browns go into Kansas City. Kansas City gets a big lead in the first half. They go into halftime with a decent lead. Second half, they build the lead. I see a backdoor trashy cover at the end by the Browns to put it within 10 points on a meaningless touchdown or field goal at the end of the game. That's my prediction. I'm going to take the Browns plus 10.
Okay. I like that. I hope you get it. I hope you get it and we can both win. You'll win more than me, but I'll still be up more than you. So I'll take that to the bank.
There you go. The last matchup, the battle of the old quarterbacks, the battle of the legends. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are plus 145 underdogs. The spread is set at 3 points. They go on to take on the New Orleans Saints, who are a minus 170 money line favorite. The total is set at 52. Who do you like?
I am going to take a spread on this one. I like the Bucs at plus 3.
So do I.
Because... I just don't think I can bet against Tom Brady, especially not in the playoffs. I think he'll do enough down the stretch to where even if the Saints are winning, he'll keep it close. Like he'll pull some shit out of his ass like he has done for the last 20 years. I don't necessarily see the Bucs having enough to win the game. Obviously, Drew Brees is just as much as a legend. I think the coaching matchup is pretty even. I think overall these teams have just a lot of talent spread out on all areas of the field.
Yep.
I just like the Saints a little bit more. I don't know what it is, but I do think it's going to be a really close game. I think it comes down to like 1 or 2 points.
Yeah, feels like.
But
this,
I do think the Saints are going to win at the end of the day.
Yeah, it feels like the spread is set pretty well at 3 points. It feels like a 3-point game looking at it.
This is a good way to bet against Brady without really betting against Brady.
That's true. I'm also going to be on the Bucs plus 3. Like we've talked about on the show before, there are certain guys in certain sports that you don't bet against, and Tom Brady in the playoffs is certainly one of them. Should be a great close game. I mean, the Bucs looked a little bit slow last weekend. They didn't look their very best, but you could tell Tom was frustrated about it. They took a while to get in the rhythm offensively. I think maybe this time now they'll be a little bit more in form. And they'll get off to a better start. And obviously with the Bucs defense, you know that they're going to be in the game no matter what. So I agree. I'm going to take the Buccaneers plus 3. and what should be a great one on Sunday night. This is as good as it gets. I mean, one of the best weekends of the year.
Yep, two old heads, Breeze versus Brady.
That's
two
right.
Legends of the game that are chasing each other down for what is it, the most passing yards ever?
Right. What a treat.
I think that's the stat they're both going for. So
what a treat.
Only one man will live. Brady versus Breeze, a fight to the death on the halfway line.
Love it. Let's go ahead and close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Parlay. Lock Dog Parlay.
NFL divisional round lock from Mark Megatron Glass. What is it?
It's nothing exciting this week. It's just the Chiefs money line minus 520. It's the biggest favorite on the card.
Yep, it is.
But after what happened last week going 0-3, I just need a win under my belt. So I'm going to take the Chiefs as my lock as a morale pick.
Yep, that's a good pick. I'm also going with a pretty juicy line. I'll take the second biggest favorite of all of them. I'll take the Green Bay Packers off a rest week, taking on the Rams, who no one expected to be in this spot. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers with a chip on his shoulder to get the money line win at minus 350. Your dog.
Even though I just said I don't think the Bucks are going to win, now that I think about it a little bit more, I kind of like them as my dog pick at plus 145.
Yep, I like that.
So take that as you will. I already have them to cover, which I guess I could just say to cover plus at plus 3 at plus 100
would
be my dog.
Yeah, you can say that. But
I don't know. I can't get cursed. I can't get cursed by Brady. So I'm gonna say my dog is. I'm taking the money line on the game, but my dog's gonna also. I'm taking the spread on the game, but my dog is gonna be the Bucks money line at plus 145.
Got it. My dog will be the one that we just talked about. I'll take the Browns going into Kansas City to keep it within 10 points. I'll take the Browns plus 10. Just the hype train. This is the Browns Super Bowl. Put it that way, all right? This is the Browns Super Bowl. They get to play the best team in the league with all the hype and all the attention on them this season. And they're the talk of the town right now. So I'll take them plus 10 to all put it out. They'll all put it out there on the line and make this one a close one, sort of close one. So I'll take them plus 10. Your parlay.
My parlay, real simple.
Okay.
Packers, Bills, Chiefs.
I like
all
it.
Money lines, cashes out at plus 165. Really counting on the Bills. I'm confident in the Packers and the Chiefs. I'm not confident in the Bills. It's a familial pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cause rifts in my family if I lose this parlay because of that team. But I'm still going to take them anyways because I have faith.
Okay.
I got faith in the Bills Mafia. Packers, Bills, Chiefs, plus 165.
You know, the more we talk about the Bucks, Mark, and their chances of winning that game against the Saints, the more I like it, the more I like thinking I'll put my money behind Tom Brady. This science experiment that he's kind of got going on this year with the Buccaneers and getting his friends together on offense, getting Antonio Brown, getting Gronk, throwing together this formula, I think it's going to take him all the way to the Super Bowl. I'll take the Bucks and the Packers, both money line. So I've got one favorite, one underdog in there. I got the Packers minus 350, who are also my lock. And then I've got the Bucks plus 145 as underdogs. Parlay those two together for a plus 215 payout. That's going to be my parlay.
Okay, I can respect. That's a pretty good price on that. Because I think the Packers are pretty much, they're your lock, huh? So
yep.
This is essentially your lock and my dog sandwiched together.
Right. A rare moment in about that action history for my parlay to be juicier and a bigger price than your parlay. I don't remember the last time that happened.
That's true. I also don't remember the last time that you had more money in the bank than I did as far as sports
coming.
Betting goes. So maybe you should be, maybe it's a good thing that you're taking this page out of my book. I also want to just say that, did you just subtly state that you think the Bucks are going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think they could. I think they very
really?
Much could. Yeah.
So if this parlay hits, then these two teams will play each other in the next round.
Yeah, I know. But still, at that point, it becomes, I mean, it's the perfect storm for the Bucks to end up in the Super Bowl this year. Think about it. Super Bowl's in Tampa Bay. Yeah, it's in Tampa Bay. And basically, Tom Brady would just get to prove a point. Hey, I can leave a great coach and a great roster. I can go to this other team. I can get some of my friends together, and we can go to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's pretty awesome. So I think there's a chance that happens. Obviously, I mean, something needs to happen this weekend first. They need to get the, you know, the Saints are a big deal to get out of the way first. So we'll see. I'm not going to speak too soon, but it's possible.
Yeah, I hope it happens.
Absolutely. Any last words before we close out the show? We'll be back next week with, as we mentioned, McGregor, his return to the UFC. We can't wait to talk about that. Any last words before we close out the show for the week?
I feel like I never actually have any last words. I feel like I should be giving you the last word. So I'm going to spin this back on you because this is a tougher question than you realize. Kyle, do you have any last words before we officially close out the show until next week?
Yeah, this is what I would say if I was in your shoes. I'd say, hey, I hope everyone has a great week. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow Kyle at BetOnKyle on Twitter. You can follow SGPN at the SGP Network. And be sure to please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and we'll catch you next week. See, that's what I hope you would say every time I ask that question. But usually it's, have a good time.
Yeah, no, you know what, you're
sports
right.
Are cool. I like sports. That's usually what you say.
I officially hand you outro rights. We can rework the contracts. You get the outro rights. I just tell them that sports are tight and we can get the fuck off the air. Close the show.
We'll see you next week.